Hey everyone, welcome to this, the final call in our Power Team series, week three. And of course, this is the art of leadership and winning. And we're going to cover a lot of ground. We're going to cover the art of leadership and winning and the four keys to playing at your leadership best, how to think like a great leader. I'm going to give you the seven characteristics that really really what it is, what it takes to be a great leader, how to build a circle of excellence, how to build like-minded leaders around you. I've also added a couple of sections in for this call, it being the last call. So I want to cover the seven stages of the network marketer's mythic journey, based on some of the work by the legendary Joseph Campbell. I'll talk to you a little bit more about that. It really makes a massive difference when you see the whole journey, the whole picture. I want to talk about how a simple change in perspective can suddenly transition your business and your life from a small story to a great adventure. And of course, we're going to do the unconscious work. So, like I say, fasten your seatbelts, get ready to rock and roll here. We're going to go through a lot of great stuff. And I want to mention just something that Nat has brought to my attention and wants me to mention to you this evening, and that is the new company incentive to be at Global Rally. So just to be really clear and to link the techniques that I'm giving you here to locking on to this specific goal, right, along with the other goals, because they're great stepping stones. I mean it. When you apply these principles and you train your mind to lock onto the target to the exclusion of opposing thoughts, everything will happen for you. But there's nothing like having that specific target as a stepping stone to get you there. So qualifying period is September 1st to December 31st. Level one is achieve total new business of 15 case credits, not including your personal business. Okay, and you get two tickets to the Global Rally O2 show. Level two, achieve total business, new business of 30 case credits, again outside of your personal business, and get €400 plus two tickets to the Global Rally O2 show. And level three, achieve total new business of 60 case credits and get €800 plus two tickets to the Global Rally O2 show. And again, once you kind of set these type of goals for yourself and link them up to the bigger vision that I've been encouraging you to go for, then the question you need to ask yourself is, who do I need to become to effortlessly achieve these incentives or this particular specific goal, whatever it is that you've decided that you're going to go for? Okay, so that's what you're looking to do here. You're looking to really grow into the person who can achieve the goal. That is absolutely everything. Because here's the thing, you could actually just set the goal and achieve it, and you know that will work. Your subconscious will bring it about for you. Yeah? But often people don't do the inner work in themselves, so they could achieve the goal, but they don't get to enjoy it because they haven't really done the inner work on the way and be the person who can go anywhere in the world and achieve any goal. I always love the idea of just being able to go to California, which is where I am right now, or anywhere, could be New York or Australia or obviously the UK or anywhere in the world, Canada, Vancouver, and without anything, just with who I am as a person and my capacity just to create and make things happen, because I felt like, you know what, I got a magic formula here that I could just start from scratch and just create whatever I wanted. It's an incredibly empowering feeling, and that's all to do with who you need to become, who you actually grow into. So identify that and make it your business to actually get there. And you'll find then that absolutely everything will happen for you. Everything will happen for you. So I'm going to launch into a lot of content here, as well as the unconscious work. I think you're really, really going to get so much from this call. Apply what you need here, as always. So first off, and you can refer to your worksheet as well during this call, the four keys to playing your leadership best. Self-leadership. Number two is purpose. Number three is resilience. And number four is what I call the magic state. Right? And I'll explain all about that later on. But to begin with, self-leadership, right? Often people say, oh, they've got this big idea in their mind about leading a team, and they maybe don't believe that they can lead a team and help people get to manager. There's limiting beliefs there. But my core belief is that everything rises and falls on self-leadership. And whether you're a leader in network marketing, whether you're a leader of a nation, leader of a company, leader in your family, everything is going to rise and fall on your ability to, first of all, lead yourself and then influence others. Because the absolute truth is you cannot lead others until you've learned to lead yourself. And great leadership begins with self-leadership, self-mastery, self-discipline, putting those habits into play, walking your talk. We think leadership is what we do on the outside, but it's actually a function of who we are on the inside. And often people ask the question, are leaders born or bred? And from my experience, leadership can be trained. And all too often, we follow the crowd rather than actually demonstrating leadership. And you know, here's the wake-up call that I had to learn, and often many leaders have to learn. And that is that we're all often waiting for someone to come along who's going to do it for us, that magical leader in your upline or downline. And it's true, we have mentors, right, that will ultimately inspire us. But it's actually about digging deep down inside and actually just becoming the leader yourself, because often you're going to feel like you're just in a minority of one leading the way initially when you're actually getting out there, thinking outside the box. So I would just suggest to you, stop looking for a leader and become one. Listen, of course, to everyone around you. Listen to great leaders like Jane Leach and, of course, Nat and, of course, Jules and people like Bridget and Tina, who, again, there's a lot of people on this on these calls who come from these teams. Yeah, but ultimately, you've got to look inside yourself. And we can feel people who are leaders. Yeah, some leaders who are very charismatic, some leaders who are more quiet and humble, who prefer to give the credit to their team. But they, leaders come in all sorts of shapes and sizes, of course. Okay, but look inside. Number two, leaders, I find, have this massive sense of purpose. And I want to break that down a little bit more for you. They have clarity of vision. Now, we talked about vision, so I don't need to go into that in detail. But all external achievements begin internally, like I said. All progress is nothing more than invisible creativity made visible, and it starts with that vision. So like I've said to you on all these calls, make time to mentally rehearse. Use these blueprints that I'm actually creating for you. But leaders must dream larger, bigger than those they lead, because that inspires people. And then I also suggest to you, and this is what people don't do a lot of, to share your vision with your team. To share your vision with your team so that it infuses them with that passion and that extra level of belief, and they know where they're going and they feel like part of the movement. And, you know, I think that Nat is fantastic at doing that, okay? But you have your own team, and you'll also have your own core group that you can go into even more details. It's like a sacred core mastermind of people where you're really articulating that vision in even greater detail. So you're coming along to people and you're saying, here's where I'm going. This is my vision. This is why you should buy into it. Join me. This is what the mountaintop looks like. And people are going to buy into you if you have that clarity of vision. Also, if you have clarity of values, because leadership in many ways as well is detecting your own values and living life on your own terms, knowing those values, being true to those values, align with them, right? So leaders truly do walk their talk. And that is a very powerful message to send to people, that you're not willing to compromise on your values. And what I'd like you to do as you're listening to this is just go ahead and identify your deepest values. You know, there's endless values that you could choose from. Mine happen to be, if I was to condense it down, I probably have maybe 10, 12 values. But it's very good then to really, really break that down, right, into three if you can. Okay? So mine is freedom and purpose and fun. Yeah? And these act as a compass for your journey. Now, initially, though, I had a much bigger list. It includes focus. It includes integrity. All of these things are super important as well. Trust, resilience, personal growth, authenticity. What's going to do it for you? Go ahead and just write down whatever really comes into your mind. Some people really value adventure, leadership, mastery, empowerment, excitement. What is it for you? Go ahead. I'm just kind of trotting out some things at the top of my head here. Power, personal power, risk-taking, thinking outside the box, breaking the rules. And generally, the first things that come into your mind, just write them down and then see if you can refine those down into the final three. And then here's what I'd like you to do as well. Describe three words that you'd want people to define you as, that when people meet you, they really go away saying, wow, this person is fun or inspiring or passionate or authentic or motivational or whatever it is. What would do it for you? So whatever comes to mind, describe three words that you want people to define you as, see you as, perceive you as this person. Because as soon as you start to fill up your mind with these words, amazing, you'll have people coming along saying, whoa, they're so inspiring, or they're so passionate, or they're so authentic. It really is incredible that how you're perceiving yourself, perception truly is projected out. And then C is clarity of purpose. Okay, clarity of purpose. The section is purpose, but to have clarity of purpose, and try to condense that down. This does not have to be a huge essay that you write. Just look at your values there and just put them into a paragraph that you're able just to look at that will inspire you. And just condense it down into a few sentences. And it might go something like this. This is what I would say. The purpose of my life is to live with passion, to make a positive difference, to grow as a person, and to be super happy and fulfilled. Make sense? Cool. So I find that very inspiring just to have that in my journal or have that somewhere that you're going to be able to refer to, so that when you do need encouragement and you need inspiration, you can just look at that and then you can learn it, and it's just in there in your mind, and it allows you to let go of negativity and lower energies faster. All right. Next, we're going to get into, in a few minutes, how to think like a great leader. First, I want to discuss what makes a bad leader and the five deadly mistakes to avoid. All right, so you look at yourself with each of these things, but also then, these are great principles just to put across to your team. Right, and number one is inability to control or manage your state. Oh, wow, it is absolutely huge. People have no control over their thoughts. They have reactive patterns, so they're in a state of reaction instead of action most of the time. And once you start to really dive deeper into this material, take control of your mind. Get a grip on the steering wheel of your life. You'll notice that you're able just to feel whatever way you want to feel whenever you want to feel that way, which is hugely important. But if you want to inspire your audience, your group, or an individual in front of you, you access that state of inspiration in yourself first. If you want to make people feel good, you access the feel-good state. You want to get people focused, you access that state of being able to focus. It really is all about being able to take charge of your emotional states. B is being too easily distracted. Right? Again, leaders, as they become more successful, you're going to have more temptations. You're going to have more people who are looking for your help, for your advice, to come on to calls, to speak at the success days. Nothing wrong with that, right? But you've just got to watch all of the distractions, like, for example, having to respond to every text message. Do you really getting lost in emails when, you know, you actually should be more proactive in doing the phone calls, making the phone calls? People pleasing, huge. Often people will do endless things for other people, allow them to walk all over them, and actually it's a fear often inside of the person of facing up to the things that they need to do in their own life to move forward in their business and their life. Putting out endless fires happens all the time. Doing someone else's job for them, and you're actually doing them a disservice when you do that. C, hugely important, watch your ego. Because what happens is that when you become more successful, it's a very rare person who can actually hold on to their level of being just humble, because often arrogance can set in, hubris can set in, right, where the person has a loss of contact with reality, an overestimation of their accomplishments, especially when they're in a position of power. So stay humble. And that's why when I met Richard Branson, I was so amazed at that he was more humble than most people that I've ever met. And look at his success. And I could see it was one of the greatest secrets of his success. He was more interested in me than in his accomplishments. And I know people who have sat down with famous people, and it's all about them, and they never hear the end of it, and they're not interested in you. So it was such an amazing delight when he was everything that I thought he would be and more. That's what I love about people like Jane Leach. They're super direct, they're super straightforward, but wow, they're still humble with their success. They're making a difference out there in the world. And, you know, obviously, I think that's absolutely 100% true with people like Nat and Jules and Tina and Bridget, because I know them up close and personal, and I've seen their success, and it hasn't changed them one bit. So, but I've seen other people, as of you, in life and in business, and the opposite can happen. There's a quote from the movie Spider-Man, "With great power comes great responsibility." And it's so true. When you're in a position of power, don't abuse it, because life has a way of coming back and kicking you in the ass. You know that, right? So, D is self-sabotage. And again, it's all linked in. That can happen when hubris sets in, but you've got to avoid tearing down your team. And just having negative attitudes can do that. Right? Positive attitude is everything, but negative attitudes have an even greater negative impact on your people. Super important in network marketing, relationship marketing especially, that's what it is. One negative or critical statement about the company, about your upline, or the products can destroy a team. And so can, and it's linked in, the fifth point here, and that is comparative thinking, where you compare yourself negatively to other people. And now, because Facebook is so widely used and everybody is on it, and everybody has to have a presence, then what happens with most people, certainly a lot of people I know this, will look at people's successes that are posted online, and instead of saying, you know what, wonderful, if they can do it, I can do it, they actually start to really beat themselves up. So you've got to avoid that. As a leader especially, you've got to avoid that. Making sense? I'm sure it is. So we talked about number one, self-leadership, number two, purpose, and I want to just go into number three, resilience, which is massively important, and I think the way that I actually put it across here will allow you to bounce back from setbacks and defeats even faster, okay? So First off, I believe that people give up too easily and that they need to fight for their success. They need to literally get out there and fight for the life that they want, and not just let the naysayers and the people who are laughing at you put you down. Because everyone is influencing the people around them one way or another. But we fight against change and discomfort. And it's like fighting against the seasons. They're inevitable, these challenges. So I am going to encourage you to embrace change brought on by at times challenging times so that you can grow stronger, understanding that adversity creates opportunity. You see, there's something magical about sticking to your dream when everyone else around you seems to be laughing at you and telling you that it can't be done. And even that is great fuel for your why. So as you know, leadership really happens when you just keep going, when you dig deeper. And the truth is, the bigger the dream, the more obstacles you're ultimately going to face. Because, you see, the higher you reach, the more you're going to be tested. And life tests the passionate revolutionaries, the big dreamers, the visionary leaders. It's like a weeding out process. So if it was easy to get to this amazing level that, say, the top 5% of people in the business and in life get to, then everybody would be doing it. So that's why you really do have to fight for your success. And here's what I encourage people to do. I encourage people to see it as a great adventure. And that's why movies resonate so much with people. Because you identify with the hero or the heroine. And if you can, and I've talked a little bit about this, but I want to go into it deeper, because if you can see it as this great adventure and reframe how you're seeing your journey, people often feel insignificant when they look at other people succeeding in the business and they're just starting and they say, I'm just involved in this small story. But something amazing happens when you switch into seeing yourself as this person who's on a grand adventure. So you've got a story for your business and your life right now, and a lot of people need to change that story and answer the call to adventure. Because there are some people, and they're refusing the call. And you've seen this, right? You might have talked to people 5, 6, 7 times. It might only be a year later that they joined the business. And they knew back then that they were just refusing the call to adventure. But this is what the mythic journey is. And this is adapted from some of the work by a guy called Joseph Campbell, who inspired George Lucas to write the Star Wars stories, right? Because that's following this mythic journey. And what this guy, Joseph Campbell, said was that the reason why we identify with the hero's or the heroine's journey, the mythic journey, is because it mirrors our own life. That's what it's like. It mirrors your journey in the business. And let's see if you can relate to some of this stuff, right? Because I think it's really hugely important. Where you have, this is the 7 stages of the mythic journey, the call to adventure, where you get this feeling that, you know what, it's time for a change. And that's why a lot of you have joined the business, right? But then we may refuse the call for a while, and some of us are still 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You know, we really haven't jumped in to the degree that we know that we could. And there's a number of reasons for this, okay? And what this guy Campbell came up with was that there were threshold guardians, and that could be your own mindset, your own fears, your own inner doubt. Can I do it? I'm not worthy. So moving out of your old comfort zone, your old world into this new world, you can have opposition from your significant other, from your, not opposition from your children, but you could feel guilty that you're going to actually not spend as much time with your children, right? Or family members could literally frown upon you and say, God, you're not doing that, are you? Friends, a boss, colleagues, whatever. And in this mythic journey, you've got to cross that threshold. Right, you've got to cross the threshold, And that along the way, you're going to have tests, you're the challenges, you're going to have allies show up, you're going to meet mentors, but you're also going to have enemies. And if you can see it all as par for the course, then you'll notice that you start to move forward rapidly. Because what could be the tests, even the enemies that show up? Well, procrastination, the fears of getting on the phone, of stretching, of contact marketing, of what other people think. We talked about mindset, fear of rejection, personal challenges that come up in your life. Maybe it's not what you expected so far. A lot of people expect that they're just going to be able to say to people, hey, join my business, and they're going to join the business. And it, you know, it's like a dose of reality. It doesn't work like that initially. And along your journey, some people are going to leave your business, some people are going to join your business and then leave it. You could have team members, again, who don't get on. Maybe you don't have the relationship that you'd like, that you thought you'd have with your upline. All of these things can happen. They're just tests along the way. But if you see the people who are prevailing, so if you see the Natalie Healy's of our world or the Juliana Woods and people like that, they just get on with it, right? They just see it as a test. And sure, they have all these obstacles along the way, but they're looking at a bigger picture, albeit often intuitively. Okay, because I haven't gone through this process with them. But I want you to point out that the modern story has changed, right? Because often it was the hero going out there and rescuing the princess. But the modern story these days has more and more women stepping up as leaders, taking back their power, owning their power. And that's inspiring. That is just awesome that that's happening. And you see it more than anywhere, obviously, in your business, in network marketing, and in particular in the Power Team. And it's really, really cool. But if you see some of the most successful women in our world, right, that they just have this ability to reinvent themselves over and over and over and over again, overcome those challenges and obstacles, step back and look at the bigger picture. And they're doing a lot of this stuff instinctively. Does this make sense? So here's generally the pattern of what happens here. You have this call to adventure. Like I say, you can refuse a call. You've got to get over your stuff initially and eventually cross the threshold. And that's where you might just make it to supervisor after a lot of work, or eventually get to manager after a lot of work. But you know, even straight out of the gate, you're going to have all these tests, right? So where are you? I just want you to ask yourself the question here and even write it in, key it into the Q&A panel. Where do you think you are along the path? Because what can happen here is that some people can get stuck in the abyss or the belly of the whale, right, where they just feel stuck, where they've lost a passion in their business. And that can be par for the course, by the way. That can be as you're reinventing yourself, as you're letting go of some old beliefs. That can totally happen, and it can be a great place of growth. But a lot of people can actually give up in the middle of the journey because they don't know that this can be part of the course. Does this make sense? I mean, it's hugely important that you get with this, you know, because seeing your business as a great story with it as an adventure where there's all these trials along the way, it allows us to see this larger story. It puts us back on our feet. It helps to keep us on path and on purpose. It helps keep the why alive. And you'll notice then that when you move out of any kind of lower period of time, for me, one of the lowest points was around the year 2001 when I left my day job and really wanted to become a speaker. But for 6 months, for me, I was just in the abyss. I was stuck. I didn't know whether I was coming or going. But looking back, it was a tremendous stage of growth. And if I'd known what I know now, I wouldn't have spent that length of time there. I would have been able to shake it off faster, because there's always that period of discomfort, even darkness, before you're about to really move on to the next level, make this transformation, and receive the reward. And that's the journey. So there's a lot of people I know listening to this who are in that transformation phase, who are going for the reward, or maybe at the stage where you've mastered two worlds, where you've actually got a lot of information now that you've learned, but you quietly got on with it, you overcame the obstacles, you held to your vision even when everybody was laughing at you, and the movement then is that you get the reward, you enjoy the reward, but you return back to your team, to the old world, and you educate them, you help pull them up. That's what happens there. And then you're awaiting the next call. So where are you in your journey? Where do you feel you are at in your journey? Go ahead and key it in there, because it's very helpful for you to see this in relation to where you're at along your business, because if you feel stuck, it's only a matter of time before you shake that off and you move out of that, right? And it's like clockwork. It's like the four seasons. And eventually then you just find that you're in that stage of transformation and reward most of the time. It's pretty amazing. So again, I find this very, very helpful, crucial actually, to be able to step back and look at the bigger picture and see where you are along the journey. Because if you're stuck and you just look at it from a higher spot in the mountain, then you can see, that's where I am, and I'm about to move into transformation and really reap the rewards and look at all the other people around me who are doing this so I can do it too. Right? It's really, really, really helpful. So as you move forward, know that before any, like what can happen is you're stuck in the abyss, and that can happen because you maybe feel you have no results to show for your efforts, that you maybe built up a team only for it to fall apart, that there can be that, like I say, loss of passion, or you're burnt out, or you're comparing yourself, or indeed personal problems can happen, right? It could be a family crisis, a health crisis, or something like that. But know that there's always going to be dark days, but the more you manage your state, the less there's going to be of these, the more you can shake those things off faster. And it is true that at the darkest moment comes the light, as Joseph Campbell said, because the truth is that everything, absolutely everything in life, goes through cycles. The late, great Steve Jobs said, the bigger the dream you have, the better the team that you'll need. That's why it's always great, no matter where you're at in life, to read of people's stories of struggle, where they move from struggle and ultimately succeeded. What you'll find is that these mind masters who have shaped our world have overcome tremendous odds. And you'll often find that in your business, the people who do the best are the ones who speak from the heart. And they often have forgotten just their moments of despair when they felt like quitting and quitting and quitting over and over and over again. And I feel that it's very inspiring for your team to know that you have had those struggles, that you have had to overcome a lot of opposition, but that it's possible, and if you can do it, they can do it. And that's so amazing for you to be able to do for people. So Gandhi said it well. He said, first, people will ignore you, and then they'll laugh at you, then they'll fight you, but then if you just keep going no matter what, then you win. So I'm going to encourage you right here, right now, to rewrite your story, to start to see yourself involved in this great adventure. And, you know, you are the hero or heroine. And along the way, you're going to have these trials, but that's what it takes. And it adds a whole mystique and a great fun to your journey as well. Then you really get to savor the journey, because the truth is that only the strong and the resilient get to live their dream life. And you would do very well to really lock on to the mindsets of the people who are leading the way in the power team here, because they're doing exactly what I'm talking about here. Yeah, so some people have said they're in the abyss, and some people said they're leaving the abyss and they're ready to transform. And obviously, there's a lot of people who are in the reward section. There's a lot of people who are starting out and just in the test trials and ordeals. That doesn't mean, by the way, that you have to go into the abyss. This is not linear, by the way. You often find that when you're leaving your job and you're making the decision to jump in and do forever full time, that can be your abyss, and that you've had to overcome that, or you're still overcoming that, and that you're going to jump straight into the rewards. That's what you're seeing happening very, very fast, very quickly now with people. And it's very, very cool. If you can believe it, you can do it. If you fill up your mind and say to yourself, I can do this in record time, then you can do it in record time. And you don't have to spend those periods of time in the lower energies. And, of course, a huge part of this is surrounding yourself with more of the right people, making sure that you are hanging out with those people and that you are not spending a lot of your time with people who do not believe in your dreams or where you're going. next. So how do you start to think like a great leader? And some of these things you're using already, but remember, neuroplasticity. As soon as we start to fill up our minds with these ideas, we start to become that person. And it's amazing, the minds we have, it is just incredible what we can do here. So, like I said earlier, leaders come in all forms, but for me, again, what makes a great leader in this day and age, number one, enthusiasm. Just when you see people, and every time you see them, they're enthusiastic. They're enthusiastic about the opportunity. They're enthusiastic in general about life, because the absolute fact is that when you tap into, like we talked about on previous calls, the quantum field, you're meant to be abundant. Your natural state is one of happiness. That's why we're happy. You look at your children. They're happy a lot of the time. Even if they do have something negative happen or get into an argument of some kind or fall and hurt themselves, they develop amnesia about it so quickly. They're so enthusiastic and happy. It's naturally innate. But enthusiasm is contagious. And the leaders, even the quiet ones, still have this extra level of enthusiasm about their path, their journey. And they're often the most engaged and enthusiastic people in the room. Leaders go into the center of the room when they walk into the room. They're not wallflowers. The actor Sean Connery said, you know, there's two types of people in this world. There's people who just walk into a room and, you know, you've got these people who are wallflowers and they just don't talk to anyone and they shrink back and they hide away. And then he said you've got the people who just stand in the center of the room and they command attention and they stand out. And if you command attention, you're going to attract opportunities to you. He said, I was the person who stood in the center of the room. That's why I succeeded. So leadership is about being that enthusiastic person who can just go in there and take command of the room, not even by saying things, just by who you are, your beliefs, the internal process. Number two, authenticity. Just being yourself and finding your flow within this business, because often I see that people are trying to be somebody else. And it's important that you look at the leaders, of course, and see, wow, I love that bit about Jane Leach, or I love the way Natalie Healy's doing this. I love the way Juliana Woods is doing this. Right? But ultimately, you take those traits and you just make them your own. You don't try to be somebody else. The greatest leaders are being their authentic selves. They have confidence and that belief inside of themselves. They listen and gather information from everybody else, but in the end, they don't look to others to make decisions for them. Warren Buffett said it well when he said, there can never be a better you than you. So as soon as you kind of be yourself, and even when you're on the phone and you're looking at scripts and they're not working, put yourself in other people's shoes and say, wow, if I was being approached by me, what would I love to have people say to me? What would capture my attention? And just be yourself. Number three, of course, is have courage as well. In many ways, it really is about having courage. And leadership is not always a popularity contest. Sometimes it's about doing what's right rather than what's easy. Often leaders will just tell it like it is. And that is so refreshing. So, yes, for the most part, as you become more successful, you're going to become more popular, magnetic, charismatic, but also direct and firm around your boundaries. And having the courage just to speak your truth, having the courage to follow your heart and stay true, like I said earlier, to your values. Number four is focus. Focus, focus, focus. And as you know, I've talked about this in every call, and I want to hit it from as many angles as I can until I feel that you get it, that this is not about being distracted by everything. Unfortunately, ladies, this is not about multitasking. When you go into the mindset of a winner, what you'll find is people who multitask do a lot of things poorly and end up not doing the things that they really should be doing exquisitely well. So you focus on your craft. Be stunningly good at even just a few things. Play to your key strengths. for sure you're going to grow and step outside of comfort zone because of things you need to do. But wow, I mean, it is the secret of winners. The winner's mindset is to be able to focus on a goal to the exclusion of the oppositional thoughts. And to the degree you can do that will be the degree of your success. Thomas Edison said it well. Edison said, most people get up every day and do many, many things. I get up every day and I do a few things. That is the secret of my mastery. So there's only a few key actions that if you were to master these in your business, you will absolutely achieve all the incentives that we talked about at the start of this call and all the goals that you've set for yourself by listening to these webinars. Number five is trust. Trust. You know, people trust you when they feel that you care, when you're caring, when you want to serve and add value and be innovative, and you believe not only in the products in the company, but of course in yourself and in other people, and you feel like you're on some kind of a mission, they're going to feel it, remember, at an invisible level. Your business will then sell itself. That is real leadership. So if you don't care about people, then they're going to feel that from you as well at an invisible level. And you might say, I do care about people. Well, okay, I'm sure that is absolutely true in most people's cases, but I know that you know people even in your team, and they will start to chat about people, gossip about people in a negative way. All right, those little things count. It is who you are, how you show up every day. How you show up in those little things is how you do everything. So you really do have to walk your talk. People need to be able to feel that they can trust you, and that's where that law of reciprocity comes in, that you resolve to help as many people as you can along your way. And because, again, they're going to feel that passion and that energy from you. They're going to feel that you're fighting for them. That's what people love about, I guess, some of the coaching that I do with people. It's really a great feeling to have someone that they feel is fighting for them in their corner without an agenda except for just to help them get to where they want to go. And if your team feel that way about you, then you're going to get everywhere. So that's trust. And, of course, six is integrity, which is linked into that again. And it should go without saying, leaders must always display a commitment to integrity and character. So I'm going to say, again, just on the back of what I said there, never talk behind anyone's back, not your upline, not your downline, not your crossline. When you always do the right thing, your team will see that. They have the confidence and the belief in you. They'll follow you through thick and thin. If you just stick to your values, you have that integrity, no matter what the circumstances are. No other leadership principle is as important as these two of trust and integrity. Okay, next. And this is, again, one of my favorite areas because I've used it so often in my life. Number seven is intuition. Intuition. Because really, when I look at my life and where I would be without this, oh my God, I'd be completely lost. So if, according to quantum physics, everything in our universe is energy, and all energy is a frequency and a vibration, is it possible, since our brain picks up information from the field around us, from within us as well, that this intuition is us picking up on that vibration, whether it's within our own cells and our own body or surrounding us? So according to quantum physics, your brain sends out signals, but it also receives signals. And intuition really gives us the ability to step outside the known, to think outside the box, to spot opportunities when we're stuck in our thoughts, we can't see these opportunities. And I find this absolutely huge because our mind gets in the way. Our mind gets in the way. Children are intuitives. You know, often we talk about women being amazingly intuitive, but only when they listen to that the greatest business people who have walked the planet, late great Steve Jobs, was an intuitive. Richard Branson, Donald Trump, they're intuitives. They have this incredible capacity to actually tune in to something that's outside of the known. And it really gives us that ability to read information, read people. Because here's what happens, folks. We assume things. We take on board assumptions that often are just not true. So you might think, oh, that person's not calling me back because of something I said. How many times do we go on with these things in our head? They're obviously not interested in the business. You don't know what's going on with that person, what's just happened in their life. You need to really step back and not make the assumptions that we tend to make. Because we think people perceive us, for example, in a negative way, when often they don't. Guess what? Often people, they're not even going there. They don't care. They're too busy being stressed out, overwhelmed, and distracted to even think about what they think about you. So this whole area is linked in with the magic state that I talk about. And if you don't have that, say you're doing the consistent actions that you've been told to do every day, but you're not moving up the marketing plan as fast as you like, or worse still, you're struggling or you're stuck. I will guarantee you, you're just not moving into that extra gear of your intuitive self. Because let me give you an example of this. About 18 months ago, I'm in Hawaii with Carla, my girlfriend, and it's a beautiful place, beautiful location. We just happen to bump into Canada's top distributor in this other network marketing company. And we had this great chat. You know, I really intuitively felt, you know what, this is a great fit. You know, this is a great fit. Just like for me, when it happened, Forever was just the perfect fit. This is a company who's aligned with the values. They have that integrity about it. Okay, they care. And anyway, it was 6 months later, and I'm in Vancouver. And this lady, wonderful lady, comes along to one of the presentations, said, this was fantastic. I really want you to talk in front of my team because I really feel that they need to hear this stuff, that it's the next level in relationship marketing, that this is the new way of doing it. You don't have to force things. You know, that you can just lead by inspiration, lead by example. And she said, I'll give you a call. So, again, that was all great. And then, as so often happens to me, right, I have to rely on my intuition because I didn't get a call from this woman. Now, by the way, I was detached from the outcome. It really didn't matter if I got it or I didn't get it. But I really had a feeling that this was something that was absolutely along my path, along my journey. So a couple of weeks go by, and she doesn't call. And I caught myself moving into the mindset of assuming that, well, maybe it's not a fit right now, and she decided not to bother. And I did call and left messages, etc. And still I had this feeling in my gut because I'm so used to this now. Right? I go to bed that night. I wake up in the morning and still this heaviness is in my gut. And I'm saying, there's something not right here. I have to somehow make contact with this person again. And I relax, I meditate, as I often do. I get my mind clear. And then I do call her. And then she picks up the phone straight away. And all along, she had sent me messages, but I hadn't received them because it was through another phone, and I changed countries or whatever. It was just one of those things. And she was wondering why I hadn't got back to her. And, you know, something amazing then happened. I got to talk in front of the group. It was a resounding success. And I got to talk 2 weeks later in front of 400 of the top executives in this company. And then I did their convention as well. And that would not have happened had I just gone by the logical assumptions that my personality could have made. I had to tune in and really go with that. And it's like a muscle then. Donald Trump tells a similar story in The Art of the Deal when he's about to sign this contract that would make him millions in this oil deal. And it looked perfect. It looked absolutely perfect. It fit all his criteria. And as he will so often do, he just says, well, I'll sleep on it. Woke up in the morning, knew straight away, I got to pull out of that. I can't go ahead with that. And it wasn't something, this wasn't a faint feeling or something like that. A very strong direction starts to come up in you when you start to do this. Like I know this, someone like Jane Leach has the same thing. To this amazing degree. People at that level, they just have it to that degree. Trump then says, no, I'm not going with it. It looks great. Everyone's scratching their heads saying, why? It's going to make millions. And ultimately, the whole thing went belly up and he saved himself $50 million. So intuition is something that you and I know before we think. And if you're picking up a negative vibration, just trust it to be a negative vibration. Don't give it any meaning. Same with a positive vibration. And you'll begin to tune in more. And it's like any muscle, you'll develop it the more you use it. But you've got to have that. It takes you into this magical state, this magical place where you just know things, where you develop this extra sense about people. And you won't just assume that people are not interested. You'll really get this feeling that becomes more and more accurate and pronounced over time. And then it's often been called, by the way, the flow state, according to research. Right? You move into this state of flow. And when you start to just do this inner work on yourself, I just suggest to you that you deliberately immerse yourself, for example, in the attitude of gratitude. Honestly, I can say I wake up every morning and say, God, I love what I do with a passion. And that immersion in that gratitude brings up this winning feeling. And when Plato said, when you feel grateful, really you become great at what you do and you eventually attract great things. You feel great, you bring up a winning feeling, and you attract more of that because whatever you appreciate truly does appreciate. I find that when you move into that magic state, when you really trust, when you really have that intuition working for you, then you can lose the attachment where you don't have to get desperate about your goals. Like I just mentioned to you in that story, I shrugged my shoulders and I said, hey, that's okay if this doesn't happen. It just means that something better is on the way. And once you have that attitude and you clear your mind, then you'll notice that everything can happen. And this is what, I'm surprised people don't do this a lot more, but I guess because they're more used to creating negative things in their life because of how they're thinking and the destructive emotions that they spend time in. But when you clear your mind more, ask for the wisdom. Ask this amazing energy, intuition, for direction and guidance if you're stuck in your business or you don't know how to go to the next level, or maybe you want to figure out how to have more balance in your life, how to do the business, but also how to have the balance with your kids and with your health so you don't burn yourself out and you can still have it all go for you. Because it is like knocking on life's door, the universe's door, and it's obliged to give you the answer. But when you've asked for the wisdom, you've got to ask wholeheartedly, one-directionally, single-mindedly, without any doubt, something extra comes in. It's really cool. And then I like to have a mantra like this, like I said to you before, but align with nature's laws, but I like to say something like this, that, well, day by day in every way, I'll make a commitment to keep affluence circulating in my life by both giving and receiving life's most precious gifts. You know, I don't feel that people are actually really good receivers, and they should be. Giving and receiving are of the same vibration. So people can often give of themselves, too much of themselves at times, and not receive. There has to be a balance. You've got to be open to receive life's most precious, powerful gifts, such as love and caring, joy and abundance, appreciation, happiness, laughter. And it allows you then to really tap into that mindset of a leader. And when you do that, when you start to run these good thoughts through your head, then you really do start to create new neural pathways. and you start to increase your level of belief. And I want you to consider this in the next few weeks. Like, say you're going to go for one of these incentives. Lock on to that, right, that I mentioned earlier. Then train yourself now just to become professional at running your mind in this way. Because being in this kind of state is the mindset of a leader. And it truly does allow you, it truly does allow you to tap into this level of certainty. And when you walk into a room full of people, when you have that absolute certainty, that total conviction, when there's that aura of presence about you, that rapport, that's what's going to influence. And you're going to run rings around, be light years ahead of anybody who's just revving up and nowhere near that level of certainty, which is most people you're going to meet. So when you really make it your business to create this mindset of a leader, create those winning emotional states that will empower you, then you're tapping into a very unusual area that for me is the most exciting thing imaginable. You can increase your belief. The more powerful that belief, the more power is released, the more energy you have that literally just comes from you. And it just enables you to tap into the same power that has shaped history. You have that available to you as well. And you can succeed at whatever level you decide. You can absolutely speak in front of thousands of people and grab their hearts and minds. And understand that people struggle or even fail because their mind is divided. And a divided mind cannot draw on the power. So the difference truly between success and failure is only a small switch in your way of thinking. So you've got to learn to focus your whole mind on what you want. So we're going to do a process about this. But just take the incentives that I mentioned at the start for your business between now and the end of the year. Okay? So what would you do if you wanted to achieve those goals? Let's just say you've decided you want to go to level 3, right, of the global rally incentive. Let's just say that's you're going to focus on that. You're going to achieve 60 new case credits in new business, okay, and you're going to go for that incentive. Okay, well, you've got to focus your whole mind. That is, you see it, you feel it, you hear it with such emotion, it passes on to power within. You can smell it, you can taste it. I mean it, you can't hear this enough. It's so huge. The secret of the superachievers is that they never invest their mental energies in what they don't want, only in what they do. And when you do that, your mind reaches such a level of certainty where you can see the finish line, where you're seeing the end result, and you ignore the opposition. And you wrap your whole mind around it so much so that you wake up that power within. You wake up your mind cells. It's so amazing. It was Henry Ford who said that obstacles are those frightful things you see when you take your eyes off your goal. So you train yourself to keep your eyes on your goal. And as Donald Trump would say, then what you do is, as you keep your eye on the ball, is you shoot down the opposition. In other words, you often ignore the opposition. And you just keep moving forward. And once you can do that, once you keep your eye on the ball and you just fill up your mind with what you want, then you'll be able to sway people. And I mean that in the best possible way. You'll be able to motivate and inspire and influence people to join you on your journey, on your mythic journey. And successful people often are doing what I'm talking about at an unconscious level. We've switched mental gears. We've tapped into the deeper part of the iceberg because they've just learned to do this intuitively. And what happens when you actually get really clear, right? I mean, just for the next 3 months, I'd say to you, between now and the end of the year, okay, it's 4 months, but, you know, do it early. Do it by the end of November is what I'd say to you. Lock onto the target. Lock onto the goal and keep it simple. Just decide on that, on those one or two goals, and you'll notice a fog of confusion will lift. So what happens with most people is they're stuck in the clouds. They've almost got too many things going on, too many goals to focus on. Just choose one of these goals. You'll notice a fog lifts, the light bulb moments come, and you get this download of what to do, how to do it. You get into your flow. And all these things that I'm talking about kick in. And it's really, really cool. So if you can imagine, it really is like coming up to this signpost in the road, in your mind, and the difference between success and failure is just a small switch in your mind, where instead of being divided, you just go all in one direction. Instead of choosing the negative pathway that maybe you've been choosing up till now, you just decide on this right path. You decide on this immediate goal that you're going to achieve between now and the end of the year. Because as soon as you do that, you fill up your mind with that, and you get there. By the time you get there, a lot of the problems that you have now, they'll be gone. They'll be gone. It really is the solution to resolving any of the issues and problems that you have in your life right now. It's very amazing. So you can make this type of a mindset a way of life. And it will allow you to master your state, like I talked about earlier, and move from procrastination to motivation, from confusion to understanding, from panic to being centered, from being overwhelmed to having complete control, from being stuck with no options to totally going for it. So let's do some of the inner work and let's get you focused on this goal that you want to achieve between now and the end of the year. I want all of your focus to go on to that now. And what I would suggest you do, and I've seen it happen a million times over, is get hold of this blueprint. If you play it over and over and over and over again, you will be astonished at the jump forward you make in the next few months. This is what you need to do. This is how you do it. I promise you, this is how you do it. This is how you switch mental gears, where you move from conscious into subconscious. And once you have that part of your mind working for you, that's when, like I say, the magic happens. That's when you're automatically more resilient. That's when you start to become more self-disciplined, when you have that self-leadership. And then, of course, it's going to reach out and it's going to inspire and motivate everyone around you. We have this extraordinary movement going forward, where you have this team spirit that you're generating, this momentum. You have plenty of magic moments going on every single day, synchronicity showing up. There's nothing like it. And all you're doing is you're deciding on an outcome, filling up your whole mind with that, turning it over to your subconscious, and then your only job then is to manage your state by using some of the principles that I'm talking about here. So what I'd like you to ask yourself starting out, before we jump into this, is what is the highest ideal of yourself as a leader? I want you to tap into that, and I'll go through this, and I think you'll really, really get so much out of that. It'll start to happen as you show up in this particular frame of mind, and you start to see yourself as that leader of leaders, paving the way, creating a space for people to step into the greatness of who they really are. We've just forgotten who we are. And I want you to really, really give yourself the gift of being able to completely let go and just take this time out for you. And you'll see when I'm doing this, I'll go there too. And it's just like we're on this journey together. I'm the catalyst that allows you to tap into your greatness, but I'm there fighting in your corner for you. Okay? As always, if you are completely relaxed, not distracted, and certainly not driving your car, then you can go ahead and listen in on this process and engage your mind and engage your subconscious. So go ahead, close your eyes, and totally relax. Allow yourself to focus on your breathing so that each time you breathe in and each time you breathe out, you're just at one with your breathing. And you're in the perfect place at the perfect time to really make a quantum leap in your forever business and indeed in your life. All things are possible for you. And to begin with, just identify the goal that you want to achieve between now and the end of this year. What does that look like? How does that feel? What are you saying to yourself as you've achieved this goal? Use all the senses now, get excited, and now ask yourself, what is the highest ideal of yourself as a leader? Who do you need to become in order to achieve this goal? So I want you to imagine the highest ideal of yourself now as a leader in front of you now, and you display all of the characteristics we talked about in this call. You have that self-leadership, so you lead by example, by inspiration. You're on a mission, you're on purpose. You have that ability to bounce back, you have that resilience, and you're able to access that flow state, the magic state. So I want you to imagine your path ahead of you, and you're skipping down your path. You've answered the call to adventure, and you're ready to take what's rightfully yours. So you're passing any tests that life puts your way. I want you to imagine the right people out there waiting for you, people who you're meant to meet. And of course, you've met some of those people already. But as you look ahead, there's even more people, magical people, ready to join your vision. There'll also be obstacles and challenges that you have to overcome. If you're in any area of your life that's a challenge now, where you're in the abyss, I want you to give yourself permission now to let go of that, to shake it off, and to move forward into transformation and success and reward. So I want you to imagine that you're in the control center of your mind right now, and you see all these dials and levers and switches, and you see a switch for enthusiasm and authenticity and courage and focus and trust and integrity and intuition. And just imagine yourself now, rapidly and unconsciously, going around the control center of your mind and really flicking the switch and dialing up the level of enthusiasm to attain, authenticity to attain, and courage and focus and trust, integrity and intuition. All of those qualities are at a 10, and imagine them now just flooding your consciousness. Notice the different colors associated with being enthusiastic, being yourself, having the courage to go for it, to leave your comfort zone, having that focus, focusing on that goal to the exclusion of opposition, caring about people, looking into their eyes, and they feel that passion and they trust you immediately. Your team trusts you. And of course, you are of the highest integrity. I want you to feel how good it feels to be moving along your path now. And day by day, in every way, you're going to find that you can access your intuition, that you're guided and directed more and more to make better decisions, to be in the right place at the right time, to attract in magnetically the right people, the right opportunities that you're meant to attract. Feel how wonderful it feels just to clear your mind and to tap into this extra dimension of yourself. And now notice the type of leader and the type of environment that you're creating for your team. Take it to the next level. No matter where you are at now on the scale of being a great leader, I want you to take it to the next level, where more than ever before, you're creating this all-encompassing connection with individuals, with groups, with your team. You have that commitment to excellence. And you have that capacity to create this atmosphere for people to step into their greatness, inspiring people to do it for themselves, motivating people to go the extra mile, be willing to do whatever it takes. As you walk your talk, as you lead by inspiration, they too walk their talk, because you unconsciously give them permission to leave down their limitations, to stretch, to grow, and to be the leader that they truly are. So you are a trainer of leaders, a leader of leaders, aligned with your values, bring to mind your values and how you want people to perceive you, and see them perceiving you in that light. So bringing out the absolute best in everyone around you, inspiring them to reach heights they never dreamed possible, building this environment that encourages leadership, where people can grow and evolve, where you coach them, where you mentor them. So I want you to feel that team spirit more than ever, powerfully moving forward, each member of the team sparking off one another, bouncing ideas off one another, everyone contributing in their own unique way, and yet the team is growing as a whole, sharing your vision with your team, and attracting even more success, more money, more recognition, but staying humble, staying true to yourself, being transparent, and knowing that you already have everything you need inside of yourself. So for the last few moments now, I want you to really be there at the end of the year, and yes, you've absolutely achieved the goal that you want to achieve. Be in your own body, looking out to your own eyes, completely associated in this picture now, and get excited as you see that not only have you achieved your goal, exceeded the required level and standard, but so many other great things are happening in your life. See what you're seeing, feel those good feelings, hear the sounds of success, hear people congratulating you on your success, get the smell and taste of success, see it and feel it and hear it with such emotional intensity now that it passes on to the power within. You have that certainty, you have that belief, that's unshakable belief, and you have this aura and presence and magnetism about you where people feel safe in your presence. Every time you go through this process, you're going to do better and better, you'll feel more connected, and you'll see real, tangible results, evidence, today and tomorrow and the next day, that you're moving towards this end-of-year goal. So coming back, feeling excited and focused, yet grounded, open your eyes. Okay. How did we do? You get the idea? Now, again, I have succeeded at the level I've succeeded in my life so far because I know how to reprogram myself for success, how to rewire my thinking. And that's, as you know, what I do. And if you do it over and over and over and over again and immerse yourself for longer periods of time in that type of energy, then you'll notice that step by step, day by day, in every way, you'll start to become that person who can achieve this goal or any other goal you set. And I have a mantra in my life, and that is, no matter where I'm at, each new adventure is better than the previous one. And when I'm setting a goal, I always say, I'm having this or something even better. And that's the way you need to talk to yourself here. It's really cool. And I've just got a couple more points to cover with you here, best practices from a practical point of view. And let me just say as well, just on passing, some people have asked me about personal coaching. I just want to briefly mention to you that I just opened that up again for September. And email me if you want to do that. I do either 3 personal mastery blueprints, which are hour-long sessions with personal blueprints that I record, and that's discounted at $475. So if you're thinking of coaching, and I know some of you are, then get in touch with me and book on before the 8th of September, because that price has been discounted. It goes up to $575. And the 6-session course that I have Again, that is 750, but only until September the 8th. So like I say, if you're thinking about it and you want to avail of that, then you'll have to let me know. And as of today, there's only 6 places left on that, okay? So the offer expires next week. And as you know, I've trained and I do this all the time. Personally, I work with Nat and Jules, Tina, Bridget, lots of other members of the power team with great success. It dramatically stacks the odds in your favor. So I'm excited to work with you individually. But like I say, get on the case now. If it's something you've been thinking about, and I know some of you have, just give me a shout, send me an email. All right. Now, best practices. Just taking all of this into consideration. Number one, create those daily routines, folks. I mean, it takes all of the guesswork out of it. If you actually just have those routines where you're doing the work on yourself, the daily routines trigger the creativity. You got to do the work on yourself first thing. I challenge you. You will be amazed at the simplicity by me just stopping people from immediately checking their text first thing in the morning or their email first thing just to do 10 minutes of inner work on themselves and then jump into the other things. If you do 10 minutes, fantastic. If you jump that up to 20 minutes, you'll do even better. But something, get something done in place first thing in the morning. So turn off all noise when you're doing that. I mean, social media is fantastic once you use it to your advantage and don't let it take over your life. Identify peak performance times. There's going to be times in your day when you're at your most alert, at your best. They are the times to really jump in, make the calls, connect with people, do the money-making activities. Block out chunks of time. There's no other way around this. You've got to do that. Even if it's half an hour here or an hour there, where you can just totally focus on what it is that you're doing, then you'll notice you get more creative, you come up with insights, and you're training your mind to tap into the super achiever mindsets. I've said some of this before. I just want to remind you, because this is the final one of these calls. I've said this before as well. Schedule your workouts. I know some of you are now doing that. Schedule your family time. Put it into your diary just like you would a one-to-one. Have a long no list. You've got to say no to bad habits that are disempowering you. That could be, for some people, staying up too late, not getting up early enough in the morning. It could be, again, not taking the time out to do the inner work on yourself. Not going to the gym. Say no to distractions. Remember, as you become more successful, you are going to have more distractions, more temptations. Say no to people pleasing, no to putting out endless fires, no to doing someone else's work. Write in your journal daily. Get a journal if you haven't done it. Get into the practice of doing it. Recording your best wins. Recording the priority actions that you've taken, that you're going to take. But in this book, you just write out all the good things that are going to happen. And achieve daily micro wins. Achieve daily micro wins. Okay? Often we do want to make quantum leaps, but seriously, often it's just really those small wins that make all the difference because they lead to quantum leaps over time. So raise your bar every day, bit by bit, step by step, and it's amazing where you will be at the end of the year if you do that. And I suggest to you that you remember who you really are. You're a genius. Even if people have put you down in your life, recognize the power you have inside. What you have inside of you is unlimited. It's amazing. I'm just teaching people, reminding them of who they already are. You have amazing powers, amazing abilities. It is true that we are spiritual beings on this physical journey. Don't forget that. And once again, just to remind you of where your attention needs to go now if you want to hit the next level of your business. So go for that new incentive between now and the end of the year. And whatever level you decide that you're going to go at, train your mind to advance closer to your mountaintop every day. So whether it's level one or level two or level three, ask yourself once again for this goal and the others that maybe are attached to it. Keep it simple, though. Keep advancing closer to your mountaintop. As you raise the bar, you are going to get the opportunities. You've got to trust your intuition, work with that, and you'll be stunned at what you achieve here. And finally, I just want to give a shout out to Nat and say thanks to Nat for organizing this. You have, you don't need me telling you this, the most amazing leader who's leading by inspiration and example. And I'm thrilled to have the relationship that I do with Nat going back 5 years now at this stage. So thank you, Nat, for organizing this. And I just know that for you guys, the best has yet to come. Let the adventure begin, folks. Build your vision. It's one of the most important lessons I've ever learned. Embrace whatever resonates with you here. Discard what doesn't work. Part of the success is only the end result, but it is in the journey. So I'm encouraging people to dream big again. Have the vision. Imagine the most that's possible for your life. And that no matter what your current level of thinking is, for most people, they're still probably thinking too small. Dream big dreams. Tap into that big, exciting vision, something that inspires you, that's more than you can even imagine that's possible for yourself. We need to have wild expectations for what's possible. And that's what you notice with the super achievers. They just expect great things to happen. It's not even something they need to believe. It's just a fact. And you'll bring yourself to that point the more you do this inner work. It's very, very cool. So you need this vision and this dream pulling you forward that will literally take your breath away. And once again, if it doesn't scare you, it's probably not big enough. So keep working on that. What I love about the network marketing industry is that in order for you to become massively successful, you must first become absolutely great at helping others getting to where they want to go. For me, it's the only industry in the world where contribution plays such an important role in achieving wealth and the lifestyle of your dreams. So keep going for it. Keep playing full out. And I'll leave you with one of my favorite quotes from Emerson, which is, what lies behind us and what lies ahead of us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. Good night, God bless, keep going for it, and I'll see you at the top. Bye for now.
Walk on water, I got power, feel so royal. One second, I'ma strike all you diamonds. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.